Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new shape-ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. And I am so blessed to have Bill McMillan back in studio with me. And we're going to pick up our discussion that we started off with yesterday. And if you missed it, always jump back on my website, AmberMayShow.com. Go to my podcast page and you can catch any show that I've done past. So welcome back, Bill.
Glad to be back. Praise the Lord.
Now, we were talking yesterday about some of the struggles that you went through with your stroke, and I asked a question about anger. There's people out there that are angry because something's happened to them, and God could have prevented it, but He allowed it to happen. So let's pick up from that thought about what we do and what we say to people who are angry at God, because they're blaming God because He could have done something and He didn't do it.
Amen. Well, here's how it works. God allows everything. God allows you and me to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior or to reject it. Now, God allows things to happen in our life. He don't cause it to happen to you. He don't want it to happen to you. But He tells us in the Bible, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So sin is in the world, and we're in the world. And if there's two Christians in an airplane and two atheists, and that airplane goes down in the sea, chances are all four drowns and dies. Mm-hmm. But two goes to heaven, two goes to hell. This is a promise we have to get a hold of, is the spiritual aspect of what God is in your life. The spirit is the most powerful part of your life when you learn this and start activating it and getting it to move in your life. That's why, and I'm saying all this to tell you why I feel blessed and love God more and more every day, regardless of the stroke. I still love God. He's showing me more love every day. There was men that were saved and born again. They were His disciples. And when Jesus died, they thought He was dead. So they were disgusted and sad and pretty upset. But then after the resurrection, He came back to these same men. And He said, go in that room and wait till the Holy Ghost comes. And He's going to fill you with power. No, but what happened is there was a power come in them, to where they could go out and preach the gospel, and they could be crucified and filleted and go to death for Christ, singing and praising Him. So if you're sitting out there and you don't know Jesus Christ, the first thing you have to do is get born again. You have to come into the relationship and the fellowship with God the Father through Jesus.
Now, let me stop you there. What if you're a non-believer right now listening and you're angry at God because there's bad things that happen? Why would I want to have a relationship with Jesus? Look what has happened to my life.
Amen. When you're sitting there, and we'll say you're an agnostic, an atheist, whatever names they lay on this thing. If you're sitting there and you're in a bad way, like I was with my stroke, you have nowhere to go. When your doctor comes in, my doctor told me I was never going to have nothing. They said you had a certain kind of stroke, which I can't pronounce the name of, but they said it was so bad, the chances of you getting around is going to be pretty, pretty slim.
Wow.
But go do the work and stuff. So that's all I had to hang on to. So then I went, I knew God, I was born again, I was filled with the Spirit of God. So I was disappointed, I was downhearted, I was trodden under, but then I went to the Word of God, the Spirit come alive in me with its power. I stirred up that gift that was in me, and it started giving me the joy of the Lord, the happiness, where I didn't think and concentrate every minute on the stroke. I did what the doctors told me. I took the medicine. I did the exercise. And then God intervened, and it worked. So if you're there and you don't know God or you don't believe in Christ, which there's a lot of people, and that God allows you to have that opinion. It's a free will. God ain't telling you you have to get it. But the thing is, if you don't, you're going to be in that darkness and that sorrow and that pitiful state that you're in, and you can't get out of it. You have no joy or happiness. If you'll come to Christ, Christ will shed abroad in your heart, and he'll shine the light in the darkness for you, and he'll give you joy. It says There's sorrow in the evening, but with Christ there's joy in the morning. You can have joy in the morning through this year. God's not a respecter of a person. God loves you the same as he loves me. God died for the sinner. That's why he come and died, is because he loves you. And he wants to take care of this situation, Amber. He wants to reach into that room in that person's heart right now. And he wants to take this heaviness and this sadness and this sorrow that everything around you looks horrible and it's down and you don't even like your own family sometimes. It'll creep in and eat you alive. God wants to change you and lift you up out of the muck and mire and the sadness and the sickness that you're in. And he wants to give you joy. He wants to give you some happiness. I'm an older man. I'm kicking 70. And a couple of 3-4 years, I don't know, 5 years. I mean, that's a good run, a good shot. And I'll probably be out of here. Amen. And maybe you're the same way. Maybe you're younger. But whatever it is, wouldn't it be worth believing in your heart by faith that there has to be something to help you out of this situation? It says a drowning man will reach for a straw. Do you know that? A drowning man will grab a straw to try and keep from drowning. Well, you're drowning in your sorrow. Why not reach for Christ? Why not try him? Why not give it a shot? You can't be no worse off. Instead of blaming him, how about looking to him to help you and get you out of it? Maybe you're the one who'll give the miracles right now and raise you up out of the bed. You don't know.
Because look at you. I mean, they said you weren't going to probably be able to walk or move.
Amen.
And here you are walking and moving. I remember your face was half like paralyzed.
Oh.
And now your face doesn't look paralyzed at all.
No.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I mean, what the doctors told you isn't exactly what's happening today.
Oh, no. Even the doctors, when I go back to them, now they ask to see me every 6 months or something. The brain doctor don't even want me coming back no more. I passed my driver's license test.
That's fantastic.
I got my license back and all that kind of stuff. And like I say, I'm walking with a cane. I can actually walk without the cane, but I have a limp. You can tell I took a stroke, my arm especially. You can tell when you see me. But I've come so far through faith in Christ and what he's done for me. But more than walking with the cane or limping or being able to get the driver's license and go out and enjoy things, more than that, I have peace. I have joy in my heart that I know that God is in control of this. So the main thing I have is the peace. See, that's the thing that's hard to find is peace, Amber. People can have a lot of things. We can own big houses, big cars, Rolexes, diamonds, but we can't find peace in them.
Right.
When something like this happens, if you're a multimillionaire, your money don't bring you peace. It don't. Nothing will bring you peace.
And it doesn't bring you a healing either.
No. The only thing that brings peace is the Prince of Peace.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He says he gives us a peace that passes understanding. I don't know how I'm so happy and joyful. I don't even think about this stroke unless me and you's talking about it or somebody else. I never entertain it. I do what I have to do with it. And then God is the author and the finisher of what happens in my life.
Let
Amen.
Me talk to you about this, because we talked about it just, we touched on it a second ago. People blame God for the bad things.
Amen.
How come people don't blame the devil for bad things and praise God for the good things? They don't give God the credit when good things happen, but as soon as bad things happen, God gets the blame. But the devil is to kill, steal, and destroy us.
Amen.
And God said that he's here to give us hope in a future.
And life more abundantly.
And he said by his stripes we're healed. So there's a contradictory right there.
Well, here's how it comes. Majority of people, the reason they blame God is because they expect the devil to do the bad things, really. They expect God to do all the good things. But see, they don't get into the truth of the Word of God, of what it says and what it really means. We said it a minute ago, God allows everything. God allows Satan to rule this world. God could, just like that, do away with him and all the evil. But God allows it to happen, Amber, and he allows us also to curse God or bless God. It says out of the same mouth comes cursing and blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Spirit of God, the natural man really hates God. They really do. There's a lot of people claim they go to church and different things, but when something bad happens, they don't blame the devil because the devil's mad. They know he's capable of doing it. So they figure God let them down. It would be like your father, that you had a father that you thought was a good father.
Yep.
Then he done something terrible to you, horrible. you would be on, unthinkable to you, and you would blame them the rest of your life. People, mm-hmm. I know people, I pray with them that do it. So that's what human nature does. Even Christians do it. They'll wind up blaming it because they're hurt and they feel like they were let down. But if they'll get that word and the truth of the word, they'll understand they were never let down. God never leaves you and never forsake you. He's always there.
You want to know something is I've had several miscarriages, and I felt that God has left me down.
Sure.
And I felt angry and sad. And there was a point I didn't even want to talk to God.
Amen.
Let alone preach about him on the radio.
Right.
So I would tell God about my hurts and my frustrations and my anger and how I felt about him letting me down. And you know what? Slowly, because I opened that dialogue with him, he slowly was giving me breakthroughs.
Amen.
And the last breakthrough came during the Easter week with, you know, Good Friday and resurrection, all
praise
that.
God.
And it reminded me because he said to me, why do you think I'd want to hurt you when I took all the pain and died for you?
Amen.
Why would I want to do that to you? If I didn't love you, he said, I wouldn't have gone through all the pain of dying on the cross. And I was like, oh my gosh, God, you're amazing. I'm sorry. I felt so bad for being mad at him and angry at him because he knew the pain of losing a baby.
Right.
Because he lost his son.
Amen.
So he knows the pain of physical hurt because he took 39 stripes, because he was beaten, the Bible says, to where beyond recognition.
Amen.
And because he died on the cross willingly, he suffered a painful death. So he knows what it means to suffer.
Amen.
He knows what it means to be rejected. He knows everything that we felt on this earth. And so I'm like, gosh, that's a terrible thing to blame God. And I'm like, sorry, God. And you know what? Now I'm best friends with him again.
Now think about what you were saying about how he suffered in his stripes. There was a moment on that cross when he was hanging when he says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
People say those kind of things. My God, why have you forsaken me? But what happened out of that, it turned around to what was the greatest blessing that Jesus ever had, that he was allowed to die and be resurrected. If God hadn't forsaken him, he couldn't have died. He'd be hanging on that cross today, ask him why. He couldn't have died. But when God turned his face, he figured, why do you see, he was human. He was all man, all God, just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're a man filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus was. He was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. We read it in John, where heaven opened up and God said, this is my son who I'm well pleased. And we read down into 4, I guess it is, chapter. It says, and then Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. Then he started his power ministry. Then he was led up into the wilderness. Then he resisted the devil. Then he quoted the word of God. See, that's what happens to a born-again man. We get filled with the Spirit. Not that we're not born again, but there's a power boost we get. And that's the filling of the Holy Spirit. And it comes to every one of us. And we have to receive it and allow it to work in our lives. Then we become those overcomers. Then we have that peace that passes understanding that we don't understand why we're joyful and happy in the things that God's doing in our life.
And if you'd like to spread that joy and that peace and get involved in ministry and you're a hairdresser, this is your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is your opportunity to go to Sunny Slope and partner with a church out there that is reaching out to impoverished people who don't know that Jesus loves them. And if you're willing to donate a few hours of your time this Saturday, please contact Sky. She's in charge of this ministry and her phone number is 623-451-5938. That's 623-451-5938. You can find out more information on my website by visiting my blog, and you can find my website at ambermayshow.com. Thank you, Bill, for coming
Thank
on
you.
The program
Great
and sharing
song.
your testimony with
Thank
us.
You.
And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, look out for number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new Shape-Ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.